as a result of the terrible tragedies going on in Eretz Yisrael, Achenu Beis Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So we're in this area to make some sort of a maimed to be more ourselves, because everything's totally in Tshuva, Mais, and Tevim. So to the Chazak ourselves, we're going to say some Divertei, say Tillim, to Mispal for all those who are affected by those tragedies. I've said this over before, I don't know if I said it here, but I've said it over many times in other places. I think it's very sadistic a judgment to make, to understand what exactly is going on in Eretz Yisrael and what's our Aveda in it. Rikki Ova says that Avraham Avinu was tested with the Sarin Yisraelis. 10 Yisraelis Avraham Avinu had to become the Av of Klai Yisrael. And according to many sheets in Yisraelim, the 10th Nisoyin was Nisoyin of the Kedis Yitzchak. The Nisoyin of the Kedis Yitzchak was the 10th Nisoyin. Shaitz asked what exactly was the Nisoyin, why was the Nisoyin, what was difficult about it. Hashem Yisrael told him, go bring your son. Hashem himself told him, the Navi, see, Hashem tells you what to do, you do it. What was the big Nisoyin, what was the big test? So an answer given to this question, one of the answers that is given, so it's also from Moshe Wolfson, he springs from the Zohar, called the Zohar, says, V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik, and the Akedah says, Avraham Avinu, V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik, Avraham Avinu saw the place from far away. The Zohar Kodesh says, when it says, V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik, he saw the place from far away, ha-mokim, the Pashup Shat means, it means he saw the place, but ha-mokim also very often means Hashem, ha-mokim mirachim, ha-mokim yinachim, ha-mokim, ha-mokim baruch ha-mokim, baruch ha-mokim means Hashem. So V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik means he saw Hashem from far away. And the way the Zohar Kodesh and the Mefarshim explain is that Avraham Avinu follows the Madrigas, all his levels in Avodas Hashem, in Amuna, in Havas Hashem, all the Madrigas that he reached, Marsh Dvarim Nefloim, the first one to believe and to Mefarshim Hashem Echad. However, the time of the Akedah, Hashem Yisroel took away all those Madrigas and Avraham Avinu was left to be a Pashta person. V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik, he saw Hashem from far away. His Amuna, the Behiris, the clarity of Amuna was all taken away from him. Hashem Yisroel said, don't go and beat this Nesoyin. Don't go and listen to me as Avraham Avinu. Go, be Mekayim, fulfill this Nesoyin as a regular person without the Madrigas of Avraham Avinu. V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik, when there's no Emunah, when it's difficult, it's Choshech, it's darkness, very hard to be even Hashem. Hashem Yisroel said, now you go ahead and do it. V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik. We're holding now in the Madrega, the 10th Nesoyin of Avraham Avinu, of Meish Olsen says, is connected to Avada, Klai Yisrael, he was the Av, from where the children. So Avada, just like Avraham Avinu, 10th Nesoyin, so do we also have 10 Nesoyin? And the last Nesoyin of Avraham Avinu was like in his Yitzchak, the Nesoyin of Emunah, being over Hashem Yisbarach, in the Matzav of Cheshach, in darkness. So to 10th Nesoyin, the Klai Yisrael to go to before Bias HaMashiach, which is Mamish. Right now, our generation is about the same V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik, seeing Hashem from far away. Where things, tragedies happen, where people can drive an Arab, can go and drive off a street and kill an Erlich Yid in the middle of Gula. It's a choshech, it's impossible to understand. V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik, we say Hashem, where is Hashem? We see Hashem from far away. But Guv the Aveda is, V'yaris ha-mokim mirochik, Mekayim the Nesayim. And having been this chazak and emun in time for the choshech, that over itself is a passes in the soul, and that's what ends up sealing Avraham Avinu's fate as the Av of Klai Yisrael, and also seal our faith with Bias HaMashiach. But there's another very important yisoid in the 10th yisoid. Rashi brings the Midrashim definitely talk about this, that the reason why Avraham Avinu was told to bring Yitzchak Avinu as the Akedah, as a korban, was because Yishmael was taunting Yitzchak Avinu. Shmuel said, "I had my bris. You had bris milah 8 days old. Shkoyach. I had my bris milah. I was 13 years old when I had my bris milah." Shmuel was being mispired. Like, I'm much better than you. Look how dedicated I am to Hashem. You shkoyach 8 days old. You remember it? You didn't have any choice. I was 13. I did it willingly. So Hashem Yisroel said, "Shmuel, you're being a balgaiva, being arrogant. You think you're better than Yitzchak Avinu." Shem Yisroel said, if you were makir one even, one of your limbs, one of your Ivarim, you brought to Hashem Yisroch. Shkrech. But I tell you what, if I ask Yitzchak Avinu and Avram Avinu to bring an entire person, I said, Yitzchak, not just one Avinu I want from you, but your entire Metzias, your entire life, I want you to go and be a carbon to Hashem, Yitzchak Avinu would agree very quickly. So that was the sign of the Akedah. Yishmael said, you Yitzchak, you're nobody, you had a bris mila at 8, I had a bris mila, I'm 13. Hashem says, you think you're so great, Yishmael, you were 13, you gave him one aver. Yitzchak Avinu gave up his entire life in a second. And that's why Hashem Yisroch commanded Avram Avinu to go ahead and bring Yitzchak as a korban. And so Yitzchak unwillingly, say even further, Mamash Adover Neira, it says, he did the midrashim, the rishonim say that they're medayik from a pasuk that Yitzchak Avinu, when he was on the Mizbeach to run as a korban, he told his father to make sure he ties, his arms and his legs down, because he's never done this before. He's very nervous that when Avram comes with the knife, he's going to twitch, it's going to cause a shahir and a shchita, it won't be a possible shchita, it won't be a kosher korban. So he wants to make sure that doesn't happen. So make sure he ties his arms and his legs down very tight so that doesn't end up happening. He wanted to give up his entire life for Hashem Yisbach. And that was the 10th sign. And then the tenth sign back then was the sign between Yishmael and Yitzchak. Who's going to be willing to sacrifice more, Yishmael or Yitzchak? And same tenth sign that it is now. In our generation, we witness pachad chodem, suicide bombings, scary things. And the Yishmaelim, not only back then, the Yishmaelim could be mispar that we gave up one eva for Hashem. However, Mitzad Shein nowadays, they're outdoing Yitzchak Avinu ki evil. So nowadays they're saying, I'm willing to give my whole life for their Hashem. They say, we're willing to give suicide bombs, put on things, bombs on them, blow ourselves up for their Hashem. They're saying, Yitzchak Avinu, it's mamish, it's incredible. Yitzchak Avinu, you gave up yourself as an Akedah. We're just one person. All of us are willing to give up our lives for the sake of Hashem. And they believe this. So what's the next Madriga then? How do we outdo Yishmael? Their mysterious nefesh, for they believe in. They believe in Hashem Echad. That mysterious nefesh that they have. So what do we do then? What's the ma'aseh for us? If anyone lives in Eretz Yisrael, you see that the 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, from the minarets, you hear the Arabic noise, and everybody's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning for their prayers. They daven 5 times a day. And they're in v'chulu, all these things that they're up to. Someone showed me a picture that a bunch of Israeli police trying to stop a riot or whatever. And you see about 100 Arabs bowing down. It looks like they're bowing down to the soldiers, but they're bowing down, whatever. They're to Zman of Tefillah, they stopped, and they all bowed down. That's not what they're doing, praying to their Hashem. I think to myself, Mamash Adavran. So when was the last time you saw this? When was there a bunch of Klai Yisrael? Us. Everything stops. No matter what we were doing, no matter how important it might be, we're willing to stop it all, to bow down, to go and daven to Hashem Yisbach. By us, I'm just saying this to be more ourselves. I'm guilty as anybody else is. But when we're busy doing something in life, we're busy at work, we're busy with this, we're busy with other shtusim that have only do in life, it's so hard for us to pull ourselves away from to go and daven. And then if we go and daven, we daven say Asher really fast, and we go and daven really quickly, and then if we're lucky, we stay for Kedusha, and then we run away back to our busy lives. Think to myself, if an Arab goes ahead like Yishmael did, I was willing to give up an A when I was 13. And then Yishmael says, I'm willing to give up, wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to dive into my Hashem. And when there's a big fight, we're all going to bow down to Hashem. And what are we going to say? Us as Yidden, the Am Hashem. Oh, Hashem, I'm sorry, I was really busy, but I'll take a second to go in and say Shemoneh Esrei really, really fast, then I'll go back to what I'm doing. It's the biggest busyness in the world. It's an assign of, Yishmael says, I'm better than you. And what are we going to say back? We have to say, no, we're better than you. And the answer is not, therefore what? Once we'll come for Tillim, and once in a while we'll go daven. The answer is not to die on Kiddush Hashem, but to live on Kiddush Hashem. That's a demand in every single one of our lives. If an Arab can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and daven 5 times a day, that means we can also get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and daven and get up and say Tikkun Chatzos. It takes 10 minutes to say Tikkun Chatzos. And how many of us do it? If they can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, we can also get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. If they get down 5 times a day, we can take our tefillah seriously. If they can go ahead and die for their cause, what about us? And one thing, but to live for our cause is much better. For us to be meisei nefesh, not just the meisei nefesh to put a suicide bomb and go and blow up a bunch of people in the Arab Shuk or whatever it is. But to live life where a person is, I'm tired in the morning, I get up off a PK. If I can't learn my Seder, I learn it anyway. And if I can't catch it and feel, I go anyway. It means to not just to die on Kiddush Hashem, but to live on Kiddush Hashem. And it's our Nisayan nowadays to prove that it doesn't matter what Yishmael can do, they give up one Aver, I'm willing to give up my entire life. And they're willing to die on Kiddush Hashem Ki'ilu, we're willing to live on Kiddush Hashem. And give up all of our shtusim, v'havolim, and all of our gashmis, and all these different things that we're involved in, and say to Hashem Mizbarach, they'll die one time for you, I'm willing to live for you every single second of my life. That's the Eitzah, to defeat Yishmael. So I was at the Mechazak, I was in Torah, my Sintoivim, Tztoke, Tshuva, Avaida, Tikkun Amidus, Shmir Sainayim, Shmir Samachshove, every single bit of Torah, every part of our lives are dedicated only to Hashem. And for that Koyach of Tshuva, the Koyach of Chizik and his Chazkus that we're going to get, we're going to push ourselves to the limit Mamish Navayis Hashem, Ad Kedei Mesiris Nefesh. Shabbat Zeich attack all of our Mesiris Nefesh together, just like Achitis Yitzchak, was early in the mile and sealed the fate of Avraham Avinu to be the Av, Hamayim Goyim, the Av of the entire world of Klai Yisrael. In the same way, Shabbat Zeich, our Mesiris Nefesh, our willingness to give up every part of our lives for Hashem Mizbach, should also seal the tent of Sayin Zeich to the good of Kerv Amen. Amen.
Not much to be meisif, except for just to explain a little bit, maybe give a few practical etzas, and to just explain a little bit the significance and the purpose of why we're getting together here tonight, and to mirror ourselves a little bit to understand the koyach of what we're about to do, tefillas and tilim, and to understand a little bit what's going on also. Really to understand the tzar that's going on in Eretz Yisrael, people, the pachadim, the pachad, the situation that's really very, very difficult to understand. People, mamish, can't leave their houses. People are stuck at home. People afraid to go and do their basic needs. Mamish, a different level of pachad than what's been there before. And the Gedolim are saying and have told us this is a chelik of the tzar of Chevel Mashiach. So the Mashiach comes with it, the tzar of Chevel Mashiach. And we have to understand what that means, the significance, the Chevel Mashiach. The tzar that's going to come to Klai Yisrael before the Mashiach comes. But this is the Pesach to that. And Lemaisa, what the Gemara tells us is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadiches, says, HaRetzel Natsum L'Chevel Shal Mashiach Yasek B'Torah V'Gemilas Chasodim. That a person that sees Chevel Mashiach and wants to be nitzel, but not just personally, I want to get out of it. But Klal Yisrael as a whole, if they're on the Madrega, if they reach this Madrega, they'll be nitzel from the Chevel Mashiach. The purpose of the Chevel Mashiach can be accomplished a different way. The perfection of a Klal Yisrael that's supposed to come through the Chevel Mashiach can come a different way, the Maral says. So what is it? The Gemara says, HaRetzel Natsum L'Chevel Mashiach Yasek B'Torah V'Gemilas Chasodim. That a person can reach shleimus in ruchnias, a spiritual shleimus in dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through limud haTorah, and a person can reach shleimus in his midas, in his gashmias, in his guf through midas, through gemilas chasadim. A person can be reach that shleimus through tying gemilas chasadim. They can avoid the whole chavdah shel Mashiach. And the Gedolim are telling us that this is what a person should be focusing on now. When a person sees tzaras like this, which is very difficult to explain in Eretz Yisrael, then it's a siman that it's Chevel Shel Mashiach, and a person has to take what the words of Chazal. So, just to be mentioned that, and to just mention a few Pashat Eitzes, nothing that's my earth shattering, just Pashat Eitzes that a person should take seriously. Chazal to say this. That if we're Isaac and Targumus Chasadim, we improve and we take upon ourselves to improve a little bit, and not just us, it's every Kehila gets together and sees where they can improve in these areas. Then God's Klal Yisrael's level of Targumus Chasadim, Targum Midas, all these things can improve to the point that, Amit Hashem, we could be Nitzel from this. A person has time limitations, and it's difficult for a person to find time to learn to do what they have to do. But every person has to take upon themselves a certain achrayus and set for themselves a certain goal in Limud HaTorah. A person has to decide, what is it that I want to accomplish this year? What is it that I want to accomplish this month, this week? What is it that I can accomplish? What can I do? Can I finish a masechta? Can I take upon myself to learn a few mishnayos every day? Can I set aside a certain amount of time every day? A person has to have a goal set for themselves, just like a person would do in anything else that they do in business. The aleph is you have to understand, set your goals, and then figure out how do you get there. But a person has to set for themselves and realize that the ultimate way that we can bring and get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu without having to go through all this is by the closeness that a person gets to Kodesh Baruch Hu through Limud HaTorah. And a person has to take that seriously and figure out for themselves, what's the goal that I can take upon myself? And a goal is a good thing, because anytime a person has a little bit of extra time, I have a Gemara to learn, I have something that I'm doing, I have this project that I have to accomplish, and a person can use their time wisely. Furthermore, also, is that we may have more time than we realize. A person is busy with work, it's true, but Shabbos and Sunday, a person has a day to spend with family. Yeah, in a chanami, a person has to take care of what they have to take care of. But there's no reason why on a Sunday morning, a Sunday evening, every base medrash should be full of people all Sunday. Part of it, at least. But people should come. People should set aside time. There should be learning going on. We try to do that, but whatever it is, a person can figure out where they could be learning. Shabbos, long Shabbos, even now it's getting shorter, but whatever it is, set aside a time that a person can learn and be Isaac Patera. That's something that's very, very important. A person should figure out how they can maybe get yourself a chavrusa, maybe figure out a project for yourself, maybe do something with your son. Whatever it is, a person has to figure out for themselves where they can improve in this, from the kind of the words of Chazal, that Yasek Batara. As far as what it says in Gnilas Chasadim, is that the level that a person can reach in Gnilas Chasadim, what Chazal are telling us is that a person could be constantly thinking about how I can help someone else. Now, a person could think, well, how can I be Isaac in Gnilas Chasadim? How's that possible for me? I'm not going to quit my job and go work for Bigger Cholim. And what does it mean that a person's Isaac in Gnilas Chasadim? I look for people who are desperate. What does that mean? Well, the first thing it means is a person to be sensitive and think about what they can do for someone else. Constantly be thinking the needs of other people. Where other people can... what can I do to help someone else? But Ronald Leib Steinman said recently, also in Eitzah, it's a very posh Eitzah, nothing fancy, kedarkai, very simple, is that a person could start from themselves, can think, what is it that I would like that someone can help me with? And a person can start for themselves a gemach, something that they have in their house that helps other people. A gemach typically means for loaning money, but it could be loaning anything. A person can has a simcha. A person one time yourself maybe had a simcha and you realized last minute I didn't have things I needed, I didn't have the dishes I needed, I didn't have this, that I needed the chairs. And a person could think about how is it that I can do something. A person has a baby right away, they need things and they don't always have it, they can't afford to buy it. A person can figure out a way to help other people, then it becomes a tzibur that's thinking about each other. A tzibur that each person is thinking about the other person. And this is his eitzah, that every person should think about, how can I help someone else? And that's the inyan of Kol Isaac, the Torah of Gemilas Chasadin, Nitzel Mechavah Shal Mashiach. So, I'm not going to say in Chidushim, just Dvarim Pshutim, say with the Divrei Chazal, and realize that this is what it is. But the emphasis is that the Chavetz Chaim says one other point. The Chavetz Chaim says, a scary Zach. He says that the parasha of, in next week's parasha of Vayera, it says that, it tells over the whole story how the Malachim came to tell Avram Avinu that he was going to have a child, and it says that Sarah laughed, and Avram said, asked Sarah, did you laugh? She said, no, and he said, no, loiki tzachak, yes, you did laugh, and the whole thing back and forth about the conversation, did Sarah laugh, didn't she laugh? And the Chavetz Chaim is bothered, what is going on over here with this Shach V'Tarya, did Sarah laugh? Did Sarah not laugh? We'll come to make Sarah look bad. What's the point of this Shach V'Tarya? So Chaim writes in a letter that it's coming to tell us Maisa of a similar Rabbanim. There's going to come a time in Klal Yisrael that we're going to be Nitva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Tevea us. Did you laugh? And we're going to say, no, we didn't laugh. Hashem's going to say, did you take it seriously? Did you understand? Did you have emunah in tefillah? Did you have emunah in Mashiach coming? Did you have emunah in that really your tefillahs work? And you're going to say, yeah, I had emunah. And he says, you did? Well, how come you didn't daven? If you really had emunah that your tefillahs work, if you really have emunah that Mashiach is coming, you should be learning, because he says, if you don't learn now Torah, you obviously don't have emunah in Mashiach, because if Mashiach is going to come and you're an Amaretz, you're going to be so embarrassed, you're going to run straight back and not want to have anything to do with it. So if you really believe Mashiach is coming, you better start cracking the svarim and start learning, he says. And if you really believe that Mashiach is, that your tefillahs work, if you really have that emunah, you're not going to be able to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, yeah, I did. He's like, Ki tzachak, you didn't take it seriously. You didn't take your opportunity seriously when it came the time to daven. And there's not going to be any excuse. So the Chafetz Chaim says the point of the parasha is that, no, you have to, when a malach comes and tells you that this is what's going on, and this is your tachlis, yet you can't laugh, and you can't brush it off, and you can't come up with an excuse later and say, yeah, I did really. No. The opportunity is now. The gedolim, and it's poshut that our obligation is to daven, are the specifically what's going on now is in such a oifen that till, you know, in other times maybe there was a military strategy a person could have thought of. It was coming from across the border. It was you could have security. You could have different, you know, the terrorists needed a certain strategy. They needed a certain training. They needed a certain equipment. Blow up a bomb. It's not so posh. You know, or you could block off the border. People could think that there's some sort of security strategy that a person can come up with. And now a person realizes that it's the people next door, it's the people working in every company, then every store that you know of, and a person doesn't even need any training, a person doesn't need any equipment, any person with a kitchen knife can do whatever they want to do, and there's no, and everyone's at a loss. And the hisiris for that is that in Lamanu Yishan Al Alavinu Shabashamayim, there's no hisiris for tefillah from this, there's no other hisiris for tefillah greater than this, that the person realizes that there's no real other eitzah. And therefore, if our reaction is not that taking our tefillah seriously and taking our eschaiva seriously to daven, then we're going to be nitva, we're going to be nitva, have that tefillah that the Chafetz Chaim is talking about. So our limud haTorah has to become more serious so that we won't be nitva on that. And our tefillah in a time like this, when we understand that in one Lishana Lavishan Shemaim has to be serious, we really have to understand that this is the only way for us to help the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, and us, but not just us, all the tzibur of Klal Yisrael get together in tefillah. And to Hashem, we should all be zoicha to see the end of this particular episode, and to Hashem, the coming Mashiach to the kingdom of Amen.